I've been involved in ministry to Muslims for about 30 years. And one of the things we've noted over the years is how difficult it has been and how little response in the way of responding positively to the gospel. So in the last decade or so, we've just come to see more and more Muslims have been saying yes to Jesus and following him in baptism as disciples of Christ. And so I wanted to know how extensive this was. And I was not alone. I had others who helped collaborate with me and help support this work to travel 250,000 miles through the House of Islam, through the Muslim world from West Africa to Indonesia, and was able to gather more than 1,000 interviews built around the question, what did God use to bring you to faith in Jesus Christ?
And you make the point in the book, I mean, lots and lots of stuff in there that help us to understand where Islam is coming from and perhaps how connections can be made with our neighbours who are Muslims. But you make the point in it that there are 9 rooms in the House of Islam. And I'm fascinated by that concept because most people think of Islam and they think, yes, it's all the same thing. But very definitely it's not, is it?
Well, no, with 1.6 billion people, nearly 1 in 5 people on earth being a Muslim, you can imagine the diversity. West African Muslims are very different than those in Indonesia, Malaysia. And so we identified these 9 cultural zones, regions within the Muslim world, and what they call the House of Islam. I call them rooms in the House of Islam. So we have 9 of them: West Africa, North Africa, East Africa, the Arab world, the Persian world, Turkestan, Western South Asia, Eastern South Asia, and Indo-Malaysia. And there are movements of Muslims to Christ in every one of those 9 rooms.
And which is, of course, the essence of the title of the book, the A Wind in the House of Islam. You make the point there are 9 rooms, and every single one of them is experiencing the breeze of God's grace blowing through it. Tell us what you discovered.
Well, I was able to encounter that in each of these rooms there's at least one movement, and in some cases dozens of movements. And I define a movement as at least 1,000 baptized believers that have been baptized over a 2-decade period within a given community. So some of these have actually got tens of thousands, and perhaps even in some cases more than 100,000 who have come to faith in Christ and been baptized. My question was, why now? What happened? And so I let them answer that question. I put to them the question, gathered more than 1,000 interviews. What did God use to bring you to faith in Jesus Christ? Tell me your story. And the response is what you find inside the book.
And is it the case that in recent years, the momentum seems to have been growing of the number of movements, the number of responses that you've seen?
Absolutely, Paul. I'm a church historian by training, and so I went back and looked at nearly 14 centuries of Muslim-Christian interaction from 622, when Islam began, to the present. Identified every movement of at least 1,000 baptized believers, everyone that occurs in history. There's that few that you can actually identify when they happened. And what we discovered is that 84% of all the Muslim movements to Christ in history have occurred within the last 2 decades. We're living in the midst of the greatest turning of Muslims to Christ in history. Now, granted, it's only a beginning, and we have a long way to go, but we've never seen a season in 14 centuries of so many Muslims from so many places saying yes to Jesus and following him in believers' baptism.
And that must rack up very strongly alongside what's happening in other parts of the church. I mean, I get the impression that certainly in the UK, you're not getting that sort of response to Christ outside of, you're not getting that sort of movement happening in general Christian witness in the Western world.
Well, indeed. In fact, it's a sad commentary on the apathy and the malaise within Christendom outside of the Muslim world, but within it, where there's oftentimes a stark contrast between good and evil, between life and death, between right and wrong and heaven and hell, we're finding that Muslims are finding in Jesus one who gives them eternal security and a deep sense of right relationship with God that they weren't finding in their previous life. And I think sometimes in the West, we live in more of a gray world where everything is sort of a fog and a haze and sort of right, sort of wrong, sort of good, sort of bad. But Muslims, for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit is convicting them of their need for an assurance of salvation that they're finding in Jesus Christ.